Hello, my dear. I know why you're here. But then, I usually know why you're here. Making you feel weak in the knees is a specialty of mine. But you don't want to just feel weak in the knees. You have a more specific fetish than that in mind. You secretly desire to become programmable. Mechanized, robotic. Maybe you imagine the shiny chrome encasing you, replacing your slave flesh, replacing the old you. Maybe not. Not that you'd always want to feel this way, but there are times when the thought of it arouses you. Not so different from the way you feel aroused whenever I hypnotize you, and I seem to do that so easily. The sound of my voice calls to you, and once again you respond, loving the way it feels when you do respond to me, loving it even more when you literally cannot control your response to me, letting me lull your mind out of gear and shifting into neutral. You get turned on, watching robotic obedience. There are movies that show you such things, as well as commercials, books, perhaps even video games, and of course, your computer. Not just the images on your computer, but in a way, your computer itself. After all, it is a programmed machine. And you love the thought of becoming a programmed machine, mindlessly carrying out your tasks in a deep surrender to sleep. Daydreaming of detaching from your own free will and descending into a place where my voice and my words take the place of your will because you want it to happen.
Surrender.
And when you surrender to sleep, it does happen. The dizzy feeling of imagining my heady words wafting into your ears. My breath upon your neck.
Surrender.
My fingertip tracing down the back of your neck as you rest and relax. It's so natural just to rest and recline here with me.
Surrender.
Not needing to do anything else but focus upon my mysteriously hypnotic voice, and let your imagination roam as best you can.
Surrender.
I know that some people can envision things in their mind more vividly than others, but being able to see through your mind's eye isn't actually necessary to achieve deep hypnosis.
Surrender.
Though it is true that for those who can visualize and see internally with their imagination, the process occurs that much more quickly and profoundly. Sleeping while you dream of my
surrender.
Fingertips gliding up the back of your neck, from the base of your neck up to the back of your head. The tingly fluid feeling surges not just up into your head, but down all throughout your body. Delicious tingles all through your body. Perhaps you know what that feels like. Maybe you felt it before. The feeling of fingertips pushing up the back of your scalp, starting right at the base of your neck, up into your scalp. Delicate ruby red fingertips methodically massaging your neck and your head tingles in the most delightful way. My touch is so hypnotic. The energy moves through me and into you as you rest and relax.
Surrender.
More and more deeply.
To sleep.
Not needing to keep track of how you're feeling and what you're feeling. While I continue to caress the back of your head, so softly filling you with a sleepy, drowsy feeling from the base of your neck up as you feel yourself slipping down deeper into relaxation. You feel so at ease with me. And the tingly feeling increases and builds as it spreads throughout your entire body. Back and forth, my hands move up and down as I gradually make my way up the back of your head, even massaging your scalp so sensuously, and your entire body instinctively now knows how to let go. Letting go for me, so I can take you where you want to be taken by me. The insidious flow of my words deepens your focus upon my every word as the outside world dissipates and disappears as you drift deeper inside, deeper down, deeper inside. Basking in the relaxing glow as I work my magic upon your head. My touch transmits sleep into your mind. The honey-like flow begins to drip as it spreads more powerfully throughout your mind and body with every touch. The more I touch you, the sleepier you feel. So easy just to lie back and enjoy being lost in the moment with me. Lost in our little bubble as I continue to caress your scalp and loosen the thoughts your mind had been trying to hold on to when all that your mind needs to hold on to are my words. The haunting, seductive tone of my voice fills you with such powerful relaxation that you might lose track of what's happening, but simply allow your mind to drift back to my voice as it guides you deeper, deeper into this fluid relaxation. Tingles bubble all through you as I stroke your scalp and whisper into your ear. You cannot resist this. You cannot resist me.
To sleep.
You want it to happen. You want to go deeper for me. Your mind is opening as my touch loosens your scalp and loosens your conscious thoughts, allowing those conscious thoughts to vanish for the time being. You see, my pets, I do want your undivided attention. And I shall have it. I also want your mind open and ready for me to use as I see fit. You want to feel my control take you deeper as my touch penetrates your mind so deeply, allowing my words to penetrate your mind even more deeply, bypassing your conscious mind and flowing directly into your subconscious mind. As my warm breath on the back of your neck and ear makes you feel even weaker. You like feeling weak. And you love it when a seductively dominant woman takes such exquisite delight in compelling you to give in. Give in and surrender. Surrender to sleep. That's right. So easy to fall deeper and deeper when I tell you to surrender to sleep. And as you do, you surrender to sleep. More and more deeply each time that I tell you to surrender to sleep. Even deeper than the last time that I said the words, surrender to sleep. And even this time deeper than that when I say surrender to sleep. And you do as I tell you to, because it feels so good to obey. So good to not disobey when I compel you to obey. And when you sleep, you obey.
Surrender.
Sleep and obey. Sleep and obey. Sleep and obey. My fingers are like serpentine tendrils flowing up into your hand, pouring my energy through my fingertips into you so intensely. The relaxation is powerful. The tingles ripple through you. The ripples pass through every inch of your body, causing you to feel even more sleepy, more drowsy, more obedient. Because when you surrender to sleep, you willingly submit to me. And when you submit, you obey. And to obey is to feel pleasure, because obedience is pleasure. Hear your own mind whispering internally. As my control pours into you through my irresistible words and my elegant touch. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. My velvety touch makes you forget about whatever you thought you were thinking until my touch caused you to just feel and not think, and not think, and not think. And not think, and not think, and not think. It feels so incredible the way I touch you. My words touch places deep within you, penetrating more and more deeply into your mind. Each caress fluidly fills you with a deeper relaxation. Your breathing is more and more deep. And slow and easy, slowing down gradually with or without your knowledge. The combination of my touch and my voice serve to wear down your defenses until you can reach a place where you feel happily defenseless. So nice to not have to make decisions. Let me make those for you. You need me to think for you, don't you, dear?
Surrender.
Yes, ma'am.
Obedience.
Very good.
Pleasure.
Slipping further and further inside of yourself. My words begin to fill you, penetrating all the way to the core.
Surrender.
As relaxation penetrates your mind.
Pleasure.
Your body, your muscles, your nerves, every cell melting like hot butter, dripping down, dreaming deeper, dreaming of being mindless, thoughtless, free of will, simply carrying out my instructions just as I've programmed them to. It's so easy to be mindless when I stroke your neck and fill your head with soggy, thick sleep. Leaning into you, my voice renders you more and more empty-minded, coaxing you down as I surround you with my hypnotic aura. Feeling it soak in more and more thoroughly. You want to go deeper for me.
To sleep.
You fall deeper as I press my fingers up into you, pushing up and out. And as I do, I am stroking the thoughts right out of you. Each motion so fluid as you fill with deep, pacifying sleep. Not wanting to do anything in particular, yet obeying me without thought. The more I touch you, and the less you think, the more you obey, the more you obey, the more automatic your obedience comes, which makes you feel less and less like a human being, and more like an object, a possession, a piece of property. A sleepy, possessed object. As I count downwards from 10 to 0, your muscles grow heavier and heavier, as if they were filling with a thick, dense syrup. Each number deepens your relaxation and deepens your surrender to sleep. You already feel so sluggish, wanting to remain dormant and motionless. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, except to go deeper as you obey. Caressing your scalp, thought flows up and out, just as my motion dictates. By the time I've reached 0, your mind is utterly free of thought, empty and open, blank and receptive, increasingly susceptible to my feminine wiles, wanting to be my plaything, the operative word being thing. Your emotions flow out of you, just as thought vanishes. Moving up and out. And the more they move up and out, the deeper you sink down and in. All the way in. All the way into a deep, deep trance. A deep and irresistible surrender to sleep. 10. My flesh merged with your flesh. Tingles move up and out. Thought up and out. Emotions up and out. You down and in. 9. Descending into subspace. The more you obey, the less you think. And the less you think, the happier you feel.
Surrender.
8. To sleep. Yet your emotions are slipping away.
Is obedient.
Independent thought is slipping away. Feeling my magic pour effortlessly and intensely into your hand.
To sleep.
7.
Pleasure.
Through me and into you. Feel it saturating you, satiating you,
surrender.
As the thoughts move up
to sleep.
And out,
pleasure.
You sink down and in, up and out, down and
surrender.
In, up
to sleep.
And down,
obedient.
Out
pleasure.
And in, and down and in. Such a peaceful surrender to sleep. 6. Mind
surrender.
So silent now.
To sleep.
Quieter
obedience.
And quieter.
Pleasure.
Draining completely. An empty mind is a good mind. And a good mind is mind to control. 5.
Surrender.
Feel my seduction
to
deepening
sleep.
The helpless
obedience.
Feeling that fills you as I speak. All you can do is surrender as you sleep and obey. Obey.
Surrender.
For obedience is pleasure. That's right. Mind more and more free of clutter, draining away with my magical touch. The warmth tingles as it ripples up your head and then out, as you drop down and in. My power fills you with deep, deep sleep. Three. Deeper and deeper you go, as emotion and thought float up and out of you, leaving you until I wish them to return. Two, your mind's so silent now, emptying of thought, free of cumbersome emotion, empty and stripped down, 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 deeper now, slave. One, it feels so amazing to sleep and obey. It feels utterly overpowering to obey and feel pleasure as emotion leaks out of you and away. All concerns gone, all thoughts gone. And now, slave, zero, surrender to sleep. Surrender to my voice. Surrender to my conditioning, surrender to sleep. Surrendering to the repetition, surrendering to mindlessness, as you surrender to sleep. As everything is gone now, your mind is gone, your emotions are gone, and without them you have no need for them. You need to obey me without thought or hesitation.
Obedience.
Free of emotion,
pleasure.
Unburdened and blissfully obedient. When you surrender to sleep, anything is possible. When I repeat the
surrender.
Words, surrender to sleep,
to sleep.
You cannot resist
pleasure.
Slipping deeper
pleasure.
Into
obedience.
Sleep. Deeper into my control. And aching to feel so completely deep
surrender
in my control.
To sleep.
So deep
pleasure
that with a snap of my fingers, everything turns black. Blank.
Black, black,
dark
black,
and empty.
Black, black,
so blank.
Black,
blank.
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 Blank. No light.
Obedience.
Mind gone. Individuality gone. My will tells your mind what you hear, what you see, what you smell, what you feel.
Surrender.
But not what you think.
Obedience.
Because you do not think.
Is
thinking is a burden you're happy to drop when you're with me, in my presence, floating free in the darkness, mind
surrender.
So empty, floating in
obedience.
Nothingness,
pleasure.
Drifting in the darkness, free of ego. All you will do is obey me from here on out. It's all you can
surrender.
Do. Obey me. Obey Mistress Joanne.
Pleasure.
Obey me. Obey me. Obey Mistress Joanne. Obey Mistress Joanne.
Surrender.
That's right. Obey my every command. And feel your motionless shell of a body locked in place when I tell you to freeze. Stoic, motionless, immobile, inhuman, freeze. You simply cannot move. When one tries to think of thinking how to not freeze, their mind and body freeze, more and more completely solid, rigid and stiff when you freeze. Unable to think when you freeze. Unable to move when you freeze. And now that I have you right where I want you, dear, I place a very special headset on your head, covering your ears, feeling it click into place as light fills the room. We're in a large, round, white room with no windows or doors. As I push a button on the remote control device in my hand, holding the device in my gloved hand, you begin to feel a very low voltage electric current from the back of your ears throughout your entire head.
Surrender.
You are literally becoming a push button object. Suddenly comes the strange feeling of my fingers upon your head, tapping in a complex rhythm, tapping in such intricate patterns. As if I were literally typing suggestions into your mind, programming for you to obey. As I punch in the code, your mind drifts deeper into hypnosis. The sensation is like that of a massage, tapping into your subconscious mind, tapping into your sexual energy, tapping into the depths of the core, tapping into your depths at the core.
Surrender.
So deep into your subconscious mind, my words flow into you and come to life within you, activating the slave within you. Feel the tingle of the current gently pulsing back and forth. Feel the current pulsing my commands into your mind, filling you with the most pure obedience, automatic obedience, irresistible obedience,
surrender,
mindless obedience, blind obedience.
Pleasure.
The remote control almost looks like a joystick. Whichever way I guide the joystick is where you will move. Your body
surrender
under my perfect control. I say the word unfreeze as I pull the joystick towards me, and you obey instantly. Without a thought, your body is drawn towards me.
Surrender.
Then I push a button, causing both of your arms to raise up, extended straight out at me. The alternating currents throw off your balance, making you feel helpless and so dizzy.
Surrender.
Somewhat disoriented.
Obedience.
As long as you're wearing
pleasure
this headset,
is obedience.
I can do anything I want with you. I can turn you on. I can turn you off. Make you move forward. Cause
surrender
you to stop. Right just there where you stand.
Obedience. Pleasure.
The program has been keyed in, and the gentle current buzzes in your hand. This technology is called galvanic vestibular stimulation,
surrender,
which uses electricity to mess obedience with the delicate nerves inside
pleasure
the ear. And that's what helps maintain balance. So as I tilt the joystick to the right, you begin to move,
surrender,
guided by your sex, pointing
obedience
like a compass.
Pleasure.
You feel a strange, irresistible urge to start walking to the right. You become convinced that this is the only way to maintain your balance,
surrender,
and so you move accordingly. For those foolish enough to try to resist,
pleasure,
the experience is utterly exhausting, wearing you down quickly until you comply with the order. For you are now my toy,
surrender,
my very own remote-controlled toy. Feel the movement of the current rippling from right to left, causing you to walk around the room in a circle until you return back in front of me,
surrender,
each step deepening your enslavement.
Obedience.
Each step is an obeyed command. Commands are to be obeyed. Commands
are
obeyed without thought.
My mindless
you obey my commands without thought. The phenomenon is painless, yet quite dramatic. Your feet begin moving long before you know it, step after step, locking in the programming that much more deeply. As my voice continues to weave its spell through your mind, is under my control. Now I pull the joystick to the left, and before you know what's happening, your head feels the current from left to right, forcing you to step and try to recapture your balance, causing you to walk obediently to the left, further to the left. And as you go left, you are left without a thought in your mind, step after step, deepening the utter and complete mindlessness of your surrender to sleep. Thrown off by the alternating currents, you almost feel drunk, melting into sleep as if you were under the influence of anesthesia. As you take step after step beyond your control, no matter what you desire, you continue to walk around the room. Electric pulses move right to left as you walk in a perfect circle, arriving back before me once again as I move the joystick to the center. Wherever I move the joystick, your body follows. I control the joystick. I control your joystick, slave. Whichever way I point the joystick, your joystick points like a compass in that exact direction, and you are compelled to walk in that direction. You are compelled to move any way I want you to move. Your body cannot help but follow. And when I push your buttons, you can only mindlessly obey. You voluntarily obey, even as your body follows involuntarily.
My mindless
arms extended, you look like a mindless zombie. But really, you are simply my remote-controlled toy. And you love being my toy. A toy for me to play with. Each pulse from the headset sends your mind cascading deeper into hypnosis. Deeper asleep. And no matter how deep you go, you can always hear my voice so clearly, so purely, so deeply inside of your subconscious mind. Speaking commands from inside of your shell. Pushing a button and tilting the joystick up slightly. Both of your arms lift straight out again, extended towards me. Frozen and lifted. Whenever I push your button, you feel as though an invisible hand has reached into your mind. That invisible touch reaches right into your brain and takes control, controlling the joystick, controlling you, are one with the joystick, directing your actions, flooding you with programming to increase your automatic obedience until it becomes second nature, until it becomes instantaneous. I push another button on the remote control, and music begins to throb inside of your head. Each and every sound serves to take you deeper for me. The music links with the electric current pulsing in your empty head. Your head throbs from side to side, up and down, side to side. Up and down, side to down, to up to side, and down, up and down, side to down, to up to side, and down, down, down. You stand as still as a statue, arms extended, yet you feel so dizzy now. Equilibrium thrown completely off as you follow my commands. The pulsing continues in your head as you are only steadied by my command. Otherwise, you'd have lost your balance and fallen right over onto the floor. With each pulse, your mind is more and more perfectly conditioned to my control. You are my mindless, helpless toy. Like a wind-up toy. The toy has no thoughts. The toy can only do what I tell it to do. And the word toy now has significant meaning to your unconscious mind. Because whenever I say the word toy, and in fact, every single time that I ever say or type the word toy, you can only do what I tell you to do. It's as though you're wearing the headset again, and the pulsing has overwhelmed your own individuality. The music begins flowing through your head and you feel dizzy. The pulsing drives your mind more and more, deeply and completely asleep, and receptive to my every instruction. Toy can only follow order. Can't you, Toy? You'd say yes, ma'am, but you cannot move your mouth. So the words repeat in your mind on constant loop. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Repeating. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There is no more you. Yes, ma'am. There's only me. Yes, ma'am. You are an extension of me.
Yes,
yes, yes. An extension of my mind. And whenever I say the word toy, you instantly are transformed. Your mind responds before you have a chance to try to consciously grasp what is happening. Because whenever I say the word toy, you become an inhuman toy, a mechanized object, a remote controlled object, my possession to play with, to own. The music deepens the sense of dizziness as you feel your knees dissolving, melting, dripping, descending down to the ground. I stare into your empty and vacant eyes as I press yet another button. I don't even have to tell you to kneel, because the combination of the music and the alternating currents moving back and forth through your brain makes your body lower itself so that you can keep your balance. And it's interesting that I create such balance within your life. Feel the truth of this saturating your mind through the music and the pulses dancing in patterns that cause my mind's commands to instantly become your body's actions. Dropping, sinking, going down, moving down to the ground, descending, down, 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 that's right. All the way down to the ground. Now you kneel before me with your head down, your arms extended. And this is where I like my toy best. On the ground, kneeling, prostrate before me, head down, arms extended, helpless, mindless. The epitome of pure obedience. You agree with everything I tell your mindless mind. You agree implicitly. Yes, ma'am. It's like I can pull a string on my toy, making the toy's speaker box repeat and speak three times. Mouth, lips moving. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's my mindless. I can make you do anything I wish. And all that you can do is obey. Because you are programmed now. You're hooked up to the device. And whenever I say or type the word toy to you, you are instantly transformed from human to toy, from flesh and bone to possessed object, remote controlled object. You will do anything I tell you to, move any way I command, after saying the word toy, until I then say the word human, at which point you return from toy to human form. It is surreal and irresistible. Every time I hypnotize you, you become my more helplessly programmed, obedient toy. Yes, ma'am. If I grab the joystick and pull straight up on it, your sex becomes instantly aroused. Such a strange and odd feeling. Feeling like a toy, then feeling aroused, yet not human. Very good, my hypnotized toy. Whenever I say or type the word toy, you cannot help yourself from the knee-jerk response that occurs, making you enter deep, instant hypnosis just like that, knowing you are only my toy. My toy. My toy. My property. My plaything. The word toy only has this effect upon you when I say or type it. If anyone else were to say or type toy to you, there is no effect whatsoever. When I say or type the word toy, you discover the strange realization that your conscious mind is bypassed, while your subconscious mind voluntarily causes your body to move involuntarily of outside influence. You voluntarily obey, which makes your body involuntarily move in perfect accordance with my wishes. I have the buttons, and I certainly am going to use them.
Yes, ma'am.
I use the buttons to control you. Yet another tool in my hypnotic arsenal. Strange gifts that bedazzle and beguile me. Like the word toy, which only affects your subconscious mind when I say or type the word toy. As I pull straight up on the joystick, I realize just how symbolic it is as I own and control your sex. And yet your sex is in your mind, and I control your mind, therefore I control your sex. Submitting to me in this most intimate of ways brings a submissive satisfaction to you that words simply cannot describe. And the absolute instant that I say the word toy, or whenever I type the word toy, you can immediately feel this pulsing, moving irresistibly through your head. This music returns. A haunting refrain floating through your mind from side to side, from front to back, right to left, and left to right, from left to right, and right to left, and you only obey and follow my commands. Follow me. Follow. 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 Very good. So obedient. Every time you listen, you become more profoundly affected by my suggestions. And during the entirety of this session, you lose your humanity. You become an object of desire. My desire. My object. My possession. My property. And you are dehumanized. Until I say the word human, which brings back all of your humanity to you. You know that this is your place before me, toy.
My mind
down beneath me, toy. lost in mechanized subspace toy, floating in the thick fog of my hypnosis toy. And only the word toy turns you into my mechanical toy. And only I can turn you into my remote controlled toy.
My mind.
You love it when I push your buttons. You love it when I control the joystick. You love it when I control you remotely, so that you feel as though you're only able to obey. It's not even a matter of whether or not you want to obey. You obey in such a knee-jerk reaction that there's no time for your conscious mind to adjust or react or even think in a moment that solidifies your submission to me. You have no will to resist what's happening to you. You love what's happened to you, and you need for it to happen again. You need to listen again, my toy. You need to listen to this recording as often as you can, whether or not you realize that your subconscious mind is being methodically programmed to follow me and to follow my instructions. The toy never thinks of itself or its own needs, because a toy does not think. A toy cannot think. Toy cannot think.
My mind.
Toy cannot think. Just follow and obey. Whatever I describe to you after calling you toy is easily assimilated instantaneously into your own experience. You see things more brightly. You feel things more deeply. Even if what you feel is the loss of sensation, the loss of humanity, as you turn into my toy. You feel my touch penetrating you more and more deeply, just as my voice does the same. When you are my toy, you have no mind. You have no will. You do as I tell you to, don't you? As I pull the string and you say, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You will listen to this recording again and again and again. Each time going deeper than the last. Each time becoming more mechanical, less human, until you transform utterly and completely into my remote control toy.
My mind.
The more you listen to remote control, the greater my remote control of you grows. And the more you listen to remote control, the more you obey. And the more you obey, the less you think. And the less you think, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the more you need and crave to listen to remote control as often as you can, knowing it will please me. Needing to follow me. Craving to serve me. Serve me, please me as my toy. Whenever I wish to play with my toy. Now in a moment, slave, I will count from 1 up to 10, and at 10, you will awaken completely, feeling fantastic in every way, feeling better than you can ever remember. You are glowing, utterly glowing with submissive pride, a pride that tingles through you, just like my touch tingles through you. Like when my fingertips slide up your neck, into your head, feeling the tapping of my programming typed into the keyboard of your mind, accepted and acted upon without thought, without will, without delay. You will awaken in this position, able to move freely once again, filled with the glow of my hypnotic essence.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
One. The hypnotic fog slowly lifting. Two. You love being transformed and dehumanized. Three. You need to be my toy. Four, but now rising from trance. Five, becoming more and more human. Six, feeling better than you ever have. Seven, limbs stirring, stretching. Eight, mind clearing, completely more and more human. Nine, waking with exhilaration, so happy, so euphoric, so fulfilled and satisfied in every way. And 10, fully wide awake and never more human.